opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Episode 4 of Off-Rip Radio. I'm your host, Liam, and joining me today is Davey, Adrian 1, and Adrian 2.
What's up?
So that part will be a little bit confusing.
Wait,
today,
should we just go with Forging and Locho, if we'll be using?
Sure. If you want. I think I'm going to leave this music on, like, really low, because
I
kind of enjoying the vibe. Okay, my turn's down a little bit. Well, Dave, take it away. What's the agenda for today?
We're going to be playing a couple songs. I think, is our agenda a little bit shorter? We're going to take a lot more time talking about the songs and play less songs in general, and we're going to kind of test this out.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening, please let us know if you like this format better or the more music format better. There will be kind of a variation between, you know, the beginning of the month weeks and the rest of the weeks. So there will be some episodes that are more music, some that are less, some that are more interview focused, more review focused. But again, we want to do all this for you guys and what you guys like. So your feedback is always much appreciated. What else, guys? Say something, 4G. All
right,
how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good today.
Yeah?
What
did we do earlier?
We just did a session.
Yeah. Recorded some fire.
Oh, we did a session for the song called "Can't" or "I Win."
Yes, I think it's his next big hit song. In my opinion,
I'm excited to hear it.
It got a really catchy hook.
Good.
Yeah, like really, really fun. We took a lot of inspo from the new Travis Scott album.
Good.
Utopia,
good.
Right? Specifically, which tracks? Like, do you want to actually give your take on that album?
Actually, old one, Impossible. That song.
Off of what record?
Rodeo.
Rodeo.
What, you're talking about the new Travis Scott album?
Well, I mean, yeah, because I mean, it's new Travis Scott or old Travis Scott, it's very, like, the track that we made today was very Travis Scott inspired. What's your take on the new album, but then also, like, what's your take on Travis Scott as a whole and the old versus new Travis Scott, etc.?
The album's hard. I can't stop listening to it. But versus new,
is the music distracting you?
No, it's good.
I don't really see
any differences. Like, the sound, like, it sounds different. It's a different concept. Like, you know, there's different notes and stuff, but it's almost still like it's just him. Like, I don't know. It doesn't sound different. It sounds like different in the project itself, but it sounds like something Travis Scott would make, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's not very left field. Whereas, like, the Lil Yachty album that dropped was like, what, rock? And he's been like super kind of corny rap up until this point. Right?
I haven't heard it. I'm listening.
Yachty? Oh, no. Okay. Well, he like dropped this like rock album, which everyone was like ranting and raving about. So it's always cool when artists kind of take a left turn. But this Travis Scott album wasn't really that. It was kind of, well, would you say it's going deeper into his sound, or maybe still staying at the same level as Astroworld?
No, Astroworld was like a roller coaster. This one was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just know it's tough. That Modern Jam.
Yeah, Modern Jam.
Fish Pump put it on the Bible. I like a... Am I not supposed to say that? I didn't cuss?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did.
Oh, friend! What do we do, Liam?
I'm going to come back and sort it out.
You're going to come back and do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That part where he was like, this exact line and position.
Let's move away. Let's just move away from this conversation. We're just gonna move away from this conversation,
and we're just gonna play some music. So this is Davey Legend. Somebody.
I use the smoke to bring me peace of mind. All it ever does is cloud my insides. Foggy windows in the back of my eyes.
camera shy. Do you know this? Cause I know this. Would you know this if I was sore enough? Would you still know me up? Would you still come over? Would you still come over? If I'm not sore enough, would you still know me up? Would you still come over? Would you still come over? Why you wish so bad? Why you wish so else? Why you wish so bad? To be better, but my mind don't change, my heart don't change like the weather. I wanna get better, but I only end up bitter. Gotta get so bitter, I get so hard. Change my mind, bring me back to the center. Fight for vendetta. Look into my eyes and tell me that you'll be better. So would you still know me up? Would you still come over? Would you still come over? If I'm not sore enough, would you still know me up? Would you still come over? Would you still come over? When you wish so bad, when you wish so less, when you wish so bad, yeah, I can't help myself. When you wish so bad, when you wish so less.
And that was?
You tell me.
That was Somebody by Davey Legend, a.k.a. me.
Tell me about it.
Dude, I love this song.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Did you record that chorus without headphones? Is that feedback that I'm hearing?
No. So that layer that you're hearing is when I recorded with Lael.
Uh-huh. So there is feedback.
So, well, that one was done, with no headphones on. And then he was singing this crazy, were you with someone else? Like some weird harmony. And it was so, so good. And we just did, fake layers or fake crowds.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I think it brought so much life into it. But there's also hidden beneath the chorus, there's also just, this crowd noise. And it's not crowd noise that we recorded, or it might be from my voice memos, but it's literally just a crowd going wow, yeah, it's all crazy. And that just kind of, we just put that in there because we were we're just going to add that energy in there, and you're not even going to hear it. You're just going to kind of feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some really cool layering going on in there. But, yeah.
What was the writing process like?
Dude, I think I was really sad one day because I was in a fight with somebody that I really cared about. And it was kind of it was exactly the situation that I wrote about to basically put that out there.
Yeah.
And I was really sad, and I think I had to leave their house or whatever, and I came home, and I had this instrumental that I had made earlier, and I wasn't even planning on going on it. I think I made the instrumental for fun because I was I just want to make a choppy little thing, and I ended up kind of writing a little bit to it. I wasn't in love with it, but then that chorus, I came back to it, and then I was sad, and that chorus just came to me, and it was oh my goodness, I had to be sad to write that one. And then we wrote the when you with somebody, when you with someone else, I was oh, that's the simple kind of catchy thing that I've been looking for so many of my songs, and then it kind of just happened, bro. And then Lael came a while later because he was the intro to this song just isn't hitting. And so he was I want to be a part of this with you, and let's write it together.
Yeah.
And so we got together and wrote it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Super fun. And I think that was back in September was when I first wrote the song, and then in December me and Lael worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's dropping. It dropped in July. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next song I'm dropping has been in the vault for 2 years. So welcome to my life. Just working on old music. But it'll be new for everybody else. You know, I think I've been on this grind of music kind of like keeping everything in the vault for so long that everything that is out there is old, is even older anyways. So like this is going to feel super new to everybody anyways. And I don't want to like downplay it like I'm not excited about it because I really, really am.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm excited.
Heck yeah. What's next?
New Davey. Well, we're going to go to a break and we'll be back and we'll have more music for you. So hang on tight.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
That is Rhapsody in Blue by Mr. George Gershwin.
Wow. It hit.
Well, it's one of the greatest songs, most important songs in American history.
For what reason? What's the history on it?
Because it's George Gershwin. He wrote it about Duke, and he was super inspired by jazz.
I'm going to sample it.
That's a good idea.
Put some 808s on it.
It's called... Yeah, Rhapsody in Blue. Yeah.
Classical music was meant
If someone were to ask you to list like the three top 100 most important songs in American history, if they didn't say the song, I would disregard everything else they said because they probably don't know what they're talking about.
Wait. Okay. That would be me though.
I know it would be you, but okay. I think you just need to get a little more.
All right. Well, the next song?
Some of us just are learning still. Some of us are working on our musical education.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Yeah, getting around it. Listen, out of most people you know, I'm pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Who else would you even consider is on your same level?
Blake.
Blake. Fisher?
No, Hunt Club.
You think he knows the... Well, he probably does, yeah. He's in an opera.
That guy did opera.
Yeah, he actually knows a lot.
We'll actually be interviewing Blake in just a little bit.
Yes.
Drake's about it before,
I'm so excited. He's one of my favorite human beings.
Last segment, we listened to Davey Legend.
Yes.
God, I just want to keep listening to this. It's so good. At the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics, they had 84 grand pianos. White grand pianos playing the whole of Rhapsody in Blue. And super important part, super important, like, musical history moment. And then I was talking to Pat Karch, who runs Piano Angels, and he was like, yeah, dude, I got this call from someone in Cottonwood who had a piano they were trying to get rid of, and guess what piano it was?
One of the ones.
One of the 84 from the 1984 Olympics. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Anyways.
Did they all play... So when you say 84 pianos, are you saying that they played the same song at the same time?
At the same time.
Wow. And that was before click and everything, huh?
Yep. Just a conductor.
Incredible. Probably sounded insane.
You can watch it on YouTube.
This piano sounds
really
crazy. Yeah, I hear it in the back.
It's talking right now. My favorite... I think, like, your deeper understanding of instruments is, like, when you can hear your instrument, like, talk... Like, when I start, I feel like I've gotten to a place with a guitar where I can, when I listen to guitar solos, but also when I play guitar, it's almost as if it's speaking, you know? And I can hear it, like, enunciate almost. And I feel like, you know, you can get that way with piano. You can get that way with every other instrument. Anyways, I digress. What's
we're going to go ahead and play Sold for Parts by Contradash. And Dave is going to take over because I don't know Contradash, so we'll be right back.
All
right.
See my sense, so baby, tell me what the reason is. I swear I steal for exactly who's species. She bought your hands around my collar like the seamstresses. And I swear that this is everything that you would think it is. I know my love, baby, got my love, and I promise it's all over. Got my brain out the glass, she drop it off like a holiday. If there's something about it, it takes time. Running behind, and I can't take five. Oh, wow, we are past dark. Call to one place, me and soul for parts. Found a new home, it's out of my bones. And you could break all of them, you could break all of them. Maybe your star don't shine no more. Maybe what's brighter could light your way. Looking for a landing, running out of chances. You could take all of them, you could take all of my love. And I'm around for as long as you need me, yeah. And she could show every problem and I control the lead all of them. Put my heart on the platter, she could pull it right out of me. Know it's something about it, it takes time. But I'm running behind and I can't take five. Oh, why we on past dark? Call to one place, me and soul for parts. Find a new home, it's out of my bones. And you could break all of them, you could break all of them. Maybe your star don't shine no more. And maybe what's brighter could light your way. Looking for a land and running out of chances. You could take all.
Tell us about it.
Dude, I love that song. I found it. I think it's... He released it, I think, on, like, the 25th, I think, of this month.
It's good. It's pretty good.
It's kind of very Davey, like, stylistically, you know, like, the kind of thing that I like. It's, like, hyper-pop, but not really. It's so catchy, and I love the way he does his layering and just how it, I mean, honestly, the Hunt Club song is kind of in the same vein where it's like everything pushed to the max and like crispy and clean and just like kind of, you know, the kick is like doo doo and like the snare's like, you know, like right in your chest though. It's, I don't know. I love songs like that. I think the writing is so good. I mean, he's kind of been on the radar for a lot of people for a while. And
to be fair,
Uh oh, what is it?
It's a great song. I'm gonna preface this with it's a great song. But like, how many times have you heard that song?
I've listened to it. This is probably the third time I've heard it.
No, I'm not. You know what I mean, Dave?
I mean, I don't think. I mean,
I'm not saying
stylistically, I've heard it a bunch, but I mean, it's like you can say that about everything. It's rare that you really rare that you find a song that stylistically is different. I was thinking about the same thing about like I would say a great example of a song that is like you've never heard it before is like "Bury a Friend" by Billie Eilish when that first came out. No one had ever done anything like that. Right. I mean, I feel like it's just not a fair argument. I love that song and I think it's cool. I think
it is a fair argument.
I don't know, maybe.
You mean like the same song with the same style?
I mean, I guess, yeah. I don't know.
It's like,
I love it.
No, it's a good song. I'm not saying it's not a good song. It's a great song, actually. Writing's great, production's great, mix is great. Everything about it is great.
Yeah.
So just don't bring nothing new.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I don't know. I like some of the. I think it has some really cool elements in like the verse, kind of drop verse two, kind of drop like everything out. And it's almost like just claps and vocals.
That's great.
Which I think is really cool. I mean, I guess like if we're gonna go like critical of it, I would say my like one criticality is the vocal processing. He's got a really cool voice, but it's so squashed that it kind of gets rid of some of the characteristics, I feel like. And he sounds very like punchy but like thin, and I almost wish that he had a little bit more of a just a tiny bit, dial it back a tiny bit and have a little bit more rawness to his vocal. But that would be my one note.
Yeah, I can hear that. I can respect that.
Fire.
Well, we got about 2.5 minutes to talk, so let's get to talking.
What's next? We have
well, we have a break.
We have a break next, and then
another song.
Yeah. So the next song is actually really exciting. We should talk about that.
I don't know anything about it. You send it to me, so tell me about it.
Which, is it the Hunt Club song?
Nope.
Oh, which song is next?
New Jersey by Blue.
Oh, yes. Okay, so yeah, I found this song through Discover Weekly.
Fire.
About, I think last week, it's actually on my current Discover Weekly, but I heard it and I was like, man, it's like, at first you're not sold on it, but as it kind of goes, you're like, man, it's kind of like got that classic kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
I think this is more up your alley too.
It looks it, right?
Yeah. This is my Lilo pleaser so that he doesn't fire me for playing all these pop songs that I like. I don't know. They're a small band. They only have these two songs released, which is so sad. And I think they released them a while ago.
Do you know where they're based?
No, let me find that out right now. Describe what the album cover looks like, Liam.
Forgy, what are you doing?
Songs in my head.
Okay. It's just a picture of some cars, some film picture, like a blue box. It's out of like a window. I'm muting Forgy because...
All right.
We're inside and Forgy's wearing sunglasses right now.
Which is crazy. 2020...
Forgy, why are you wearing sunglasses?
Because they're cool and they make me look cool. Simple.
Tell me again.
Because they look cool.
Simple.
What if I...
It's like 100 degrees outside, though.
What if I took them off your face? What would you do?
They never come off. It's not even
his face. His face would come off with it.
I go to sleep with them on at night.
Really?
Like when I wake up, I've adjusted so well that I could just see straight through the dark.
I'm sure your girlfriend loves that.
She does. She's like, are those your shades? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, tough.
Where'd you get them again?
That part's classified. I don't think we need to do all that on the radio.
Tell us.
Yeah, where'd you buy them? How much were they?
Like $40.
And what brand are they?
The 40 Club. It's exclusive. I can tell you more about it. It's got to be off the radio, though.
You didn't find those in a lost and found somewhere, though.
Never heard of it.
No, yeah, okay.
That didn't sound like
it. Yeah. Going back to the song, though.
Actually wrapping up the segment.
Oh, we are? Okay. Never mind. Not going back. Well, actually, we're going to the break, and then we'll go to the
song. That's
true. But, yeah.
You're listening to Off Rip Radio. I'm your host, Liam. You can listen to us at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll be right back. are. It's off rip.
Who said that?
I'm saying it. Because it sounds kind of NPR-ish.
Who said NPR?
No one said NPR.
Oh.
Off rip.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Do you know people who have difficulty managing their time, talents, and treasure? I sure know them. And they aren't just teenagers and college students. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, and I'm inviting you to sample an evening class for free that addresses this problem. It's titled Personal Management for Life and Ministry with Dr. Dan Iles.
That sounds great. I personally found it's easy to lose focus, let time get away, and fail to accomplish the goals I really want to accomplish. This can be true even for some of us in various types of Christian ministry.
This class meets Tuesday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. beginning September 5th through December the 11th. Dr. Iles will address the importance of spiritual disciplines, practical tips on planning, crafting a mission statement, and using your God-given gifts to the max. It's been said, those who fail to plan to fail.
How true that is. And remember, it's free to audit, but may be converted to credit. To enroll, call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back. This is our second to last segment of Off Rip Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Liam. Joining me in the studio today is Davey, Adrian One. You can also call him Raphael, Cordrian, and Adrian Two.
Hello.
Also called Locho. The song is playing right now. I'm gonna mute mics. I'm gonna bring it back in because it's so good. It's Strasbourg Saint Denis by Roy Hargrove. It actually is considered a standard now, which hasn't happened in decades.
It absolutely just hits all the right marks.
It does. Let's listen. Best piano solo ever. That's an exaggeration, but it's good. There's this one video on YouTube where he's doing the solo, and he's on like a baby grand, and he's sticking his hand on the top of the piano.
Yep.
And muting the strings.
He showed me this.
Just listen. You can hear him do it. Okay.
So good.
I just want to keep listening. Whatever.
I know.
We're going to get to the show. We have another song to play for you. It is New Jersey by Blue Deputy. We're going to get to it in a second. Davey, tell us about this band.
Oh.
What do you know about this band?
I don't know anything. I know that the last time that they dropped, they only have a couple songs, and it looks like the last time they dropped was in 2020, and they've only dropped once. And they dropped both of these songs together. I don't know. It looks like their shows are really... They look like a DIY band, if you know what that is. It's almost like a genre now.
Well, this song only has, on YouTube, 1,600 plays. It's pretty tiny.
Interesting. Okay, they're continually dropping on SoundCloud. I'm looking at it right now.
All Plats, guys.
I know.
Artists.
I know.
Artists.
Oh,
need
I'm so excited.
To be releasing on all platforms.
I'm so excited for you to hear this song because it's so great. It looks like they're signed, though. They got signed off of that one song.
That's awesome.
It looks like a very small label. I hope everything's well. You never know how some of these label deals go.
That's true.
But, oh, they are a DIY band. Man, I love DIY bands when they get it right. There's a local DIY band, LVP, that has a really, really good EP that came out with Rural Jungle, I believe is the other name. One of the guys' names is Cole. The other guy's name is Olive. Really, really dope guys. Kind of, honestly, fathers to the scene. Olive, I would say. Cole, I think he recently moved here, but Olive has been around forever in the Reading scene.
He has.
And anyways, that's just, I digress. That's the DIY scene in Reading and the DIY scene across the U.S. is like kind of picking up. I would say Midwest emo was kind of something for the past 2 years, and now it's kind of transformed into DIY. Am I wrong in saying that?
No.
You don't know? You're not keeping up?
No.
All right. Well, there we go. Davey will just be the warrior for the underground DIY scene. It's fine.
Davey can do that if Davey wants.
Davey will.
What's Forgy going to do?
Yeah, what's Forgy going to do?
In terms of what?
Talking to the mic.
In terms of what?
Talking to the mic.
In terms of what?
You're not talking to the mic, bro.
The mic is right in my face.
No, yeah, you're pointing wrong, at your chest.
Hello.
There yeah! You go. The difference is incredible.
Wait, what am so
New
what am
Jersey
I doing?
By Blue Deputy. New Jersey by Blue Deputy. I'm not in love with the mix, but I think that's the beauty of
the magic.
That is the magic of it. Not Raphael. Adrian, I've seen you very intently listening to this. You want to tell me what you think about it? Talking to the mic.
Me?
Yeah, pull the mic up.
Okay.
I really want to hear you because it seems like you're really, really like into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite song. It's all right. I don't know. I just don't.
That's okay.
You know. I'm entitled to my own opinion.
I'm not, no, dude. I'm not dogging. I just want to know what you think.
Yeah, it's good. It's chill, you know. It seems like a song like I'd listen to in like eighth grade after being cheated on, you know.
Yeah.
Like one of those sad.
That's
songs.
The vibe.
Oh no, Emily was holding hands with Darren.
Yeah.
What?
That's crazy,
dude.
Wait, what?
I'll wait after the show, but I was okay.
Wait. Is that?
I was yeah.
No way.
Wait, what?
Damn.
Wait, hold on.
No,
hold on.
He hit it home.
Wait, yeah. What?
No, the song is really beautiful. I like the dirty mix.
Wait.
You just guessed the name of somebody he's been with or something.
Did I?
Something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, that was
crazy. You just did it.
That's weird.
Some call me the psychic monster.
Nobody calls you that.
I do.
Oh, never mind. Adrian calls you that. Adrian calls you that.
Wait, I call myself the psychic monster.
Are we still on this? Oh, we're on psychics.
We're on psychics now.
Sidekicks.
That's got to be like a band name for us. That's like our DIY band name, Psychic Monster. Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so.
What
kind of music?
Like an estrogen pill.
This does? I was thinking elevator music.
What? Sounds like an estrogen pill?
What does that even mean?
Like something you would take.
Okay, but like, let's be very careful about like how we go about talking about this 4G.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so
sex.
Let me just not talk about it at all then.
Yeah. That's a safe route.
Yeah, I really think today's a nice day. If you're driving in your car right now and you hear that, what was that last song you just played?
The last one?
Yeah.
Elevator music?
Yeah. Just drive and listen and think to that song. It sounds good. I like that song. It sounds like Rain in Texas.
Wow.
No, Baby Keem.
Rain in Texas.
That's a song. That's an album name right there.
Rain in Texas?
Rain in Texas.
But Baby Keem was like, it's like a rainy day in Texas, but it really does it that way.
Yeah. Baby Keem did say that. I can confirm he did say that.
And then,
because it was a rainy day in Texas.
But you think
the song
it was?
Really does sound like a rainy day in Texas. And that's what it sounds like. Like, you know how there's nothing on the plains, but you're staring out, the rain's falling, so you're just like on a countryside, just staring.
Just
the abyss. But you got the song there playing to keep you right on track of where you are in life.
I feel like we had some really dope moments like that when we were driving from Texas or to Texas and back.
Yeah.
Like the craziest one was driving.
4G's from Texas, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a show in Texas in February. But as we were driving, I mean, the craziest place to drive through was New Mexico for me. Because for some reason, I don't know if it's just me, but it feels like you're like falling in. Like looking down on like Albuquerque, New Mexico, it feels like you're elevated and it's like a.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain
it. It goes down.
Yeah, it feels like the whole state is like indented, and like Albuquerque's in the middle of the indent. And when you're driving towards Albuquerque, you just kind of see it, and you feel like you're looking like at it from above. It's weird.
This is a great conversation.
Whenever you entered into Texas, what'd you feel once you already entered it? Like already looking down in New Mexico.
I was scared, bro.
People
are telling terrible things about
Texas. This is a great conversation, but we gotta hit a break.
Okay, break.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer. Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to our final segment of Off Rip Radio. Right now we have some Skunk Funk by the Brecker Brothers playing. I don't actually like the way the song sounds, but it's a fun song to listen to from like a musical standpoint, I think. I don't know.
Anything with trumpets, honestly. With like really snazzy trumpets like this. It was the same thing with the St. Denis Strassman.
Strasbourg St. Denis.
Same thing. In my head, same thing. But yeah.
Honestly, just the melodies are kind of annoying on this song. That's just me. On the line today, we have our very close friend, Hunt Club, who's actually going to be performing at our show that we're going to talk about in just a second. Hunt Club, how you doing, Mr. Blake?
I'm wonderful. Dude, thank you for having me on the show.
I'm so happy you're here.
Blake!
Hey, what's up?
Hey! I'm so happy you're here.
Just so that you know, Blake, we have Davey,
yo,
Adrian number
yo.
One, and Adrian number two
oh,
here with
hello.
Us.
Wow. It's a full house.
It's yes, a full house.
It is.
Five of us, including you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks so much for this opportunity. This is so sick, and I'm also so excited for the show coming
yeah, tell
up
us,
as well.
Tell us what you're planning on doing with your set. Just tell us about the show.
Well, I want to start out with another electronic section for the beginning part.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to, like, last time was more like house and dubstep bass. I want to see mm-hmm. if I can get some more drum and bass and other yeah. types of electronic subgenres in there. And then from there, I'll flow into more of, like, the stuff that's on Spotify. And I yep. have a new song coming out that I'm excited to premiere with brand new orchestration and arrangements.
Awesome.
And then if there's any time at the end, I'll whip out some opera or something.
Let's go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Blake, do you have any opera yeah. songs that you advise I listen to?
Opera songs to listen to?
Yeah, hit me with one right now.
All right, man. There's it's Gianni Schicchi's aria. From
How
Gianni
do I spell that?
G-I-A-N-N-I space S-C-H-I-C-C-H-I, I think.
And which one is it?
Anyways.
Which one is it?
It's worth watching the whole aria. Pardon? What's up?
Which song is it?
It's his aria. So his, like, solo. If you just look up Gianni Schicchi aria, it should come up. It's a one act, probably only about an hour long. There's mm-hmm. a ton of versions on YouTube. It is truly one of my favorite operas. I've been fortunate enough to actually perform in it once, but yeah, I feel like you get a kick out of it. It's really funny.
Great.
Amen.
One of the operas of all time.
One of the operas of all time?
Yeah, it's very opera.
What does that mean?
One of the operas of all time.
You just said
the most opera of all time.
When it comes down to opera.
Yeah. Well, what else about the show, I guess? Should we just announce it? Because we haven't even talked about it at all.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. August 18th, Blake, a.k.a. Hunt Club, is coming from L.A., here to Northern California, Redding specifically, with
Chick
who else are you bringing?
We're bringing Chick the Pie, baby!
Woo! Yes, him, and then
yeah,
we have some local talent as well. We have Forgery is going to be on the bill. Lilo is going to be on the bill. There's also a secret anonymous special guest.
It's Davey.
So tune in.
Oh, it's me. Okay. Very secret and anonymous still. All right.
It's going to be in a, what is it, IOF? What is it?
And the IOOF all.
The something of Odd Fellows.
Yes, the International Order of Odd Fellows.
Boom. Dude, I'm an Odd Fellow.
We all, maybe we are. We're the new generation of Odd Fellows.
I'm an autistic fellow.
Let's go.
Y'all have to come. What day is it? August 18th?
August 18th, Friday. $10 at the door. We're partnering
in a whole
with
tempo.
Viva Downtown.
The place is crazy.
It's going to be
We got a
really,
doorbell
really
ringer.
You know, I am, and I know that we all are very, very excited to be able to do the show with Viva. They have been awesome and supportive, and we're excited to build this relationship with them.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyways, we are strapped for time. This is our last segment. We got 8 minutes left. We're going to go ahead and play a song by our very own Hunt Club. This is
Getaway.
I saw her and it mattered. She told me that she was concerned for my health, and I promised to get better, but she was only just concerned for herself. And now I fall so far, can't touch the ceiling. I don't know if you'll ever hear me. It's crowded now, needs all the light to me.
Welcome back to Off Rip Radio. I don't know the name of the song, I just know it's by Giacomo Puccini. Does that sound like the right way to say his name, Blake?
This is Nessun Dorma by Giacomo Puccini.
There you go. Puccini.
Puccini.
Puccini. One of
the best composer, bro. The goated composer.
Oh, no, I'm loving this. Anyways, that last song we played was...
Getaway by...
Getaway by Hunt.
Yes.
Hunt.
Club.
Blake, tell me about the song.
Well, I just want to say, this is just so surreal. It's such an amazing moment. Thank you for this.
Of course.
Just getting to hear it on radio, it just really, I got a little emotional, I'm not going to lie. Thank you so much.
Of course, dude. I'm so happy that we're able to share your music with
people. Yeah, man. I guess the info for it, it's a little bit cloudy because I'm pulling from a lot of sort of things in my life and my friend's life that have kind of like are synchronous with sort of like, you know, like dealing with jealousy in romantic situations.
Yeah.
Because like the chorus is like, thought you were just friends, but now you're hanging with him. Just sort of like people switching up their motivations or the way they're presenting and just can be kind of hurtful. So that's kind of what I'm drawing on. But in terms of the execution, I would say that's where I can speak with more authority. I find that I'm like very sensitive to specific key signatures in songs, and I try to place my songs in key signatures with a lot of like intention. So this is an F sharp major, and I find that F sharp major is more of a cold, brooding, hostile, unforgiving key that feels, at least for me, deals with like just like disdain, you know, like it's sort of like a feeling of like isolation, especially, and sort of like introspection, more than like C major or whatever. So I guess like that sort of synesthetic response kind of made me want to sort of dive into that more deeply. And then it was just sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy with like the subject matter and then like the setup with the sample and all this sort of thing just kind of helped the song write itself.
What key is the song in?
F-sharp major.
Did you say that?
Yeah, that's what he's been talking about.
Sorry.
I would love to hear you. Bro, I want like a Bible.
You know what? I love D major. D and E major.
Dude, for the longest time, I couldn't listen to music with D major because it was so emotionally poignant. I would just start like getting really just like my heart was being fast.
No, I know.
Like,
That's
but
why
yeah,
I like
no,
it.
I've come around.
I love a good D to a G. A good boom.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. You add the whatever extensions.
I would love to know.
Porgy's laughing, but I think he just doesn't know anything about it. So he's just like,
oh my god.
Doesn't know.
I want to know like what you would personify each key as. I'm super curious to like know what each key's like emotional and like effect on like a listener is.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to. I mean, I don't know. This is kind of a super niche thing, but yeah, I would love to discuss it. But it's interesting because Mozart actually had the same kind of situation, and most composers did, because back in the day when they were playing at like A420, now we're at A440, I think. So because of like school temperament, back when the keys were at A420 and like all the keys sounded a little bit different because they were using like Pythagorean tuning. All the keys sounded a little bit different, and they all sounded very different from one another. So like Mozart, for instance, always treats A flat major with, he's only written like three or four pieces in all of his oeuvre of like everything he's done. Like, only a couple in A-flat major. Not very much.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.